This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Kansas State University publishes the publicly available Meat Demand Monitor. Glenn Tonser, a Kansas State professor and economist, says the monitor follows consumption trends and price expectations. We will hear more from Tonser next.
Imagine having 86% more days with perfect weather. Imagine having an extra 4 hours every morning or a combine that's 86% more powerful. That's the feeling of a Revitec fungicide harvest. Revitec is proven to outperform the competition 86% of the time, providing up to 9.5 more bushels per acre. It's the number one recommended choice by growers. Visit Revitec.com and look forward to a future that's 86% more secure. Always read and follow label directions.
The Meat Demand Monitor from Kansas State University follows consumption trends and price expectations.
It is funded by the Beef and the Pork Checkoff, and since February of 2020, we've surveyed over 2,000 U.S. residents every month. It's closer to 3,000 every month now as we've grown the project. And some of the example things we're doing in that project is I'm asking folks, you know, what did you have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? So, for example, I could tell you if you had bacon for breakfast or if I had ribeye for dinner or whatever, right? We have that kind of geeky deep dive. We are tracking expectations on price, what the role of your finances are. Hopefully your listeners picked up on from that is a deep dive into all things meat.
That is Glenn Tonser, a Kansas State professor and economist. He says pork consumers are a diverse group, and the Meat Demand Monitor helps to cast a wide net to capture consumer sentiment.
The National Pork Board in 2023 initiated a large consumer segmentation effort, and the MDM has been used to corroborate that. There is a segment that's very price sensitive, so the price is what is the most important consideration. There's another group that puts a high priority on taste or the eating experience and freshness. And the latter group is the one that's an opportunity to grow demand or expenditures per person because price isn't the key determinant.
The Meat Monitor and National Pork Board's consumer segmentation study appear to support each other's results.
I believe the Pork Board is using it in part, as I said, to corroborate what they're seeing in other data sets. And in the case of consumer segmentation, which is a big part of what's going on the Pork Board right now, we have used the MDM to corroborate that. So it adds confidence to their strategies. Think of it that way. I'm always impressed or reminded of how wide ranging the U.S. public is.
That's Dr. Glenn Tonser of Kansas State University. Google Meat Demand Monitor for the full research and data tool. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.